Welcome to the AMD GPU Daily for April 22, 2026. I'm your host, and we've got a packed show today covering AMD's next big frame generation leap, NVIDIA's Earth Day AI showcase, and a massive cloud AI partnership announcement.
That's right, and honestly, every one of these stories has real implications for where GPU technology is headed, both on the gaming side and the enterprise side, so let's dive straight in.
Let's start with the headline that's going to get AMD gamers talking. Tom's Hardware is reporting that AMD's latest ADLX SDK update hints strongly at 4x and 6x frame generation multipliers coming to FSR4.
This is a big deal, and the reason we know it's coming is because of some very deliberate engineering choices AMD has made inside the SDK itself. The key addition is a driver-level interface called IADLX 3D Fidelity FX Frame Gen Upgrade, and buried inside it are get ratio and set ratio functions.
And right now the only ratio value defined is 2x, which is the current FSR4 frame generation ceiling. But you don't build a set ratio function if you're only ever planning on having one value.
Exactly. That's the tell. Engineers don't write configurable ratio APIs for a single fixed option. The SDK is essentially a roadmap written in code, and it's pointing clearly toward 4x and 6x multipliers arriving in a future driver update.
There's also a second function here that's arguably just as important for the near term, the ability to upgrade games that were coded with FSR 3.1 frame generation to automatically use the higher quality AI-based FSR4 method instead.
Right, and that's a driver-level override, meaning game developers don't have to patch or update their titles. AMD is essentially offering a free quality upgrade to the existing FSR 3.1 frame generation library retroactively, through the Adrenaline driver stack.
Which is a smart move, because the installed base of FSR 3.1 games is substantial at this point. If you can flip them all to FSR 4 quality without touching a single line of game code, that's a meaningful win for AMD GPU owners.
Now let's put this in competitive context, because the article doesn't shy away from it. NVIDIA's DLSS can already reach up to 6x frame generation. Intel has also moved beyond 2x. AMD sitting at 2x in 2026 has been a genuine gap, and the community has noticed.
And it's not just the multiplier number. FSR frame generation has historically had frame pacing issues, inconsistent timing between generated and real frames, which can make high frame counts feel less smooth than the numbers suggest.
So AMD needs to solve both problems simultaneously, higher ratios and cleaner frame delivery. The SDK update suggests they're aware of this and are actively engineering toward it. The smoothness issue in particular is what separates a feature that looks impressive in benchmarks from one that actually feels good during gameplay.
For players on mid-range or budget AMD cards, this could be transformative. If you're sitting at 40 or 50 real frames and you can multiply that by 4x or 6x with good pacing, that's a very different gaming experience than what's currently possible.
The one caveat I'd add is that there's no confirmed release date here. The SDK presence is a strong signal, but AMD hasn't officially announced multi-frame generation with specific ratios. We're reading the engineering tea leaves.
Fair point. But as the article notes, you simply don't expose driver-level ratio APIs without having an actual implementation in progress. This isn't speculative feature planning, this is pre-release infrastructure already in developers' hands.
And the fact that it dropped only 5 days before today's reporting means AMD is moving. Keep an eye on the next Adrenaline driver releases for this one.
Alright, let's shift gears to our second story, because it's Earth Day today and NVIDIA has published a significant piece on 5 ways their AI and GPU technology is being applied to environmental challenges.
This one is genuinely interesting from a technical standpoint, even if it reads partly as a marketing piece. The breadth of applications here is striking: climate simulation, wildlife conservation, waste sorting, tsunami early warning, and satellite Earth observation.
Let's start with NVIDIA Earth 2, their climate simulation platform. The headline capability here is a model called Earth 2 Global Data Assimilation, which can run on a single GPU and turn raw atmospheric observation data into a global snapshot of current conditions in minutes.
For context on why that matters, the National Weather Service currently uses nearly half of its forecasting compute budget just on that pre-processing step. If you can collapse that from hours of cluster time to minutes on a single GPU, you've fundamentally changed the economics of weather prediction.
The model was co-developed with NOAA and MITRE, which adds institutional credibility. And the architecture, called HEALDA, is now available on Hugging Face, so researchers worldwide can start building on it.
The orangutan conservation story is where the GPU compute angle becomes almost poetic. Traditional surveys require researchers to physically walk transects through dense rainforest, covering roughly 1 kilometer per hour. Drone surveys can cover 18 kilometers in the same time, but then you're stuck with 30 hours of manual image review for every hour of flight.
And the AI solution trained on NVIDIA GPUs can process 1,800 images in under 5 minutes on a single GPU. One model from the PeerJay study achieved over 99% accuracy classifying aerial images for orangutan nest presence.
When you consider that orangutan females only give birth once every 6 to 9 years, the longest interbirth interval of any mammal, you understand why rapid population monitoring is so critical. You can't afford to be slow when populations are declining more than 80% over 75 years.
The recycling story from AMP is fascinating from a physical AI standpoint. They've diverted more than 2 billion pounds of material from landfills, achieving a 90% recovery rate compared to about 75% at conventional plants, and they're doing it with roughly 2/3 fewer conveyor belts.
The detail that stood out to me is that using NVIDIA Hopper GPUs for inference, AMP has cut their AI energy consumption in half. So the environmental footprint of running the AI itself is being actively managed, not just ignored.
The tsunami early warning research might be the most dramatic application in the piece. The team at UT Austin, which won the ACM Gordon Bell Prize for this work, has built a system that can solve the inverse problem, working backward from seafloor pressure sensors to predict wave heights and arrival times in under 0.2 seconds.
That's a 10 billion-fold speed-up over existing methods, and it's only possible because the team realized the underlying physics doesn't change between events. So you pre-compute the hard wave equations once per sensor in advance, and when a real rupture happens, you only need a fast final calculation.
The Cascadia fault context in the article makes that feel very immediate. Coastal communities in Oregon and Washington could have as little as 15 minutes after a major rupture. Getting a warning to people in minutes instead of after the wave arrives is the difference between life and death.
The planet satellite story rounds it out, processing raw satellite imagery fast enough to deliver wildfire insights in seconds rather than hours, which gives first responders actually actionable intelligence. The traditional pipeline can take 100 to 300 times longer to do the same work.
What ties all five together is the theme of GPU-accelerated compute collapsing time. Hours to minutes, minutes to seconds, seconds to fractions of a second. The pattern repeats across every domain.
And from an AMD GPU perspective, AMD GPUs are increasingly capable of running similar workloads. ROCm has matured considerably. The environmental AI space isn't exclusively NVIDIA territory, even if NVIDIA dominates the headline stories right now.
Our third story takes us to Google Cloud Next in Las Vegas, where NVIDIA and Google Cloud announced a significant expansion of their partnership, centering on agentic AI, physical AI, and next-generation GPU infrastructure.
The biggest hardware headline here is the A5X bare metal instances powered by NVIDIA's Vera Rubin NVL72 rack-scale systems. NVIDIA claims up to 10x lower inference cost per token and 10x higher token throughput per megawatt compared to the previous generation.
And the scale numbers are staggering. Using NVIDIA ConnectX 9 Super NICs with Google's Virgo networking fabric, a single-site cluster can scale to 80,000 Rubin GPUs, and a multi-site cluster reaches 960,000 GPUs.
Nearly a million GPUs in a coordinated cluster. That's not incremental progress. That's a different category of infrastructure. And OpenAI is already running large-scale ChatGPT inference on the Google Cloud Blackwell systems, which tells you these aren't paper announcements.
The confidential computing angle is important for enterprise adoption. The preview of confidential G4 VMs with NVIDIA RTX Pro 6000 Blackwell GPUs is the first confidential computing offering of Blackwell GPUs in the cloud, meaning prompts and fine-tuning data stay encrypted even from the infrastructure operators themselves.
That opens the door for regulated industries, healthcare, finance, government, to actually run sensitive workloads on shared cloud infrastructure without the compliance concerns that have kept them on-premises or on private deployments.
On the software side, the NVIDIA Nemotron 3 supermodel being available on Gemini Enterprise Agent Platform and the managed reinforcement learning API built with NVIDIA NemoRL shows how deeply the two companies have integrated their stacks.
CrowdStrike is using Nemo tools to generate synthetic cybersecurity data and fine-tune models for threat detection on the Blackwell infrastructure. That's a concrete production example of the agentic AI story playing out in a high-stakes domain.
The physical AI angle: Omniverse, Isaac Sim on Google Cloud Marketplace, Cosmos Reason 2 and AM microservices on Vertex AI. That's about making robotic simulation and digital twin workflows accessible to enterprises that don't have their own supercomputing infrastructure.
And the developer community numbers are notable. Over 90,000 developers have joined the joint NVIDIA and Google Cloud community in just over a year. That's an ecosystem flywheel that becomes self-reinforcing.
As we look ahead from today's coverage, the AMD frame generation story is the one I'll be watching most closely in the coming driver cycles. That SDK infrastructure is real and the multiplier expansion feels imminent.
Agreed, and when you combine that with the broader trajectory of AI-accelerated computing across climate science, recycling, conservation, and cloud infrastructure, it's clear that GPU technology in 2026 is operating on a scale of real-world impact that goes well beyond gaming benchmarks.
That's all for the AMD GPU Daily for April 22, 2026. Keep an eye on those adrenaline driver releases, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.
Stay curious and stay technical.